4:37 here on KRDO's Afternoon News, and we are joined by Leah Davis Withrow. She is the curator of history for the Colorado Springs Pioneers Museum. Thank you so much for joining us, and there's a lot to talk about, especially involving the city's birthday, which is coming up this summer, and all things related to the number 150.
Yes. Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me on. It's an exciting year. Colorado Springs turns 150 in 2021, and we are celebrating the sesquicentennial in so many different ways. For starters, we have a brand new exhibit opening at the Colorado Springs Pioneers Museum on Saturday, January 30th, and it is 150 objects telling 150 stories for 150 years. It is really an immersive, imaginative take on our community's history. We're thrilled to open it up to the public, and we know that this exhibit is going to get people super excited about Colorado Springs sesquicentennial.
Now, is this something that is going to feature maybe one key item per year, kind of showing the story of the city, or what are some of the things we can expect, obviously besides my baby shoes from the year I was born here in Colorado Springs?
Absolutely. That is a great question. The 150 objects go from 1871 to 2021, but it's not one object per year. It's roughly about 10 per decade, because some years there's a lot of good stories. So 150 objects that visitors will walk through. It's almost a choose-your-own-adventure kind of exhibit. We have enormous objects. We have small objects. We have objects from our art collections, from our police collections. We have clothing. We have toys. We have sports memorabilia. There's literally something in this exhibit that will interest everyone. And I'm going to reveal a secret here. KRDO is actually in the exhibit.
You know, I would imagine, as we are one of the oldest radio signals here in Colorado Springs, very proud of that. And a lot of the other exhibits, I can assume, also helped out by that discovery a couple years ago over near Glen Eyrie, the trash heap, for lack of better terms, from General Palmer.
Yes. Absolutely. We have an entire exhibit called Evidence, Finding the Facts About General William Jackson Palmer, and it is an exhibit filled with the artifacts that were unearthed in the archaeological dig, thanks to our colleague Anna Cordova, the city archaeologist, and also all the really rich manuscript and photograph materials we have in the CSPM collections here. So the exhibit COS-150, we talk about Palmer's vision, why Colorado Springs, why 1871, what was his plan for the city, and then believe it or not, as we move forward, so many people, organizations, individuals are involved. Everything that makes our community unique and everything that's really changed our community and who we are. And I also want to tell you, we have another exciting project that is going to be unveiled on Saturday, January 30th as well, and that is a new mobile website for our Story of Us project. About 5 years ago, we looked for a new way to tell history, and we did it through a deep map storytelling program that allows you to look online for photographs and maps and videos. It's really rich, immersive environment as well. But we've just updated it so that it is more mobile accessible. So you can take your tablet or your phone, and when you go to the park with your kids or you're out on a walk or maybe even a bike ride, you stop, open up this mobile website, and up will pop photographs and stories of our community's history that are around you at that time. So we feel like this is not only exciting for the sesquicentennial, but it's also a really perfect way to get connected to local history in the COVID era when folks are limited in their opportunities to get out and learn more.
Yeah, that is such a great idea. And the website goes live on the 30th, so 1 week from this coming Saturday. And what's that website if people want to write that down and get a jump start?
You can get all the information about the exhibit and the new mobile website at cspm.org.
Well, thank you so much, Leah Davis Winthrow. You are the curator of history here at the Colorado Springs Pioneers Museum. Thank you so much, and we'll help get some more history going for you and some definite landmarks to add into the mobile website.
Fantastic. I hope to see you at the museum soon. Thanks so much.
No problem. Thank you. We have another check of traffic and weather together coming up in just about 3 minutes right here on KRDO's Afternoon News.